Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show, and it's time. It's the end of the week, so we do have Ask the Boss. David Hall, our Vice President of Syndication, is going to join us. An opportunity once a week for you, our listeners, and everybody to hear the thoughts and comments of the people behind the scenes in the world of radio, and especially behind the scenes here on the Phil Henry Show. We are nationally syndicated, and as such, we have a responsibility to our audience to be as mass appeal as we can, as well as a responsibility to our audience to inform on a broad level. David G. Hall is our Vice President of Syndication, is responsible for the, is responsible really for the program direction of the Phil Henry Show. And as soon as I don't know whether we got him, is he on his car phone or... Okay, thank you very much. Mike Schaefer, my producer, says that he is now ready to go. David, where's he at? David, hi, how you doing, man? I'm awfully sorry we got you crossed up.
I'm doing really good, Phil.
Tell us a little bit about your job.
Well, my job as Vice President of Syndication is to make sure that essentially your program gets cleared on radio stations across the country, and also... My job is to direct the programming of the show.
Now, we had a meeting earlier today, and you showed me some research as the result of the last ratings that you feel indicates a certain direction for the show?
As well as the...
I know you were talking about the Survivor episode, too.
As well as the Survivor episode, Phil, we have indicated and we have identified in our research... And the Survivor episode and the success of Survivor shows us, as crazy as this is going to sound to a lot of your listeners, the appeal for a lot of people of the gay lifestyle. And it also, what we can do is...
Well, our meeting today, you talked to me about trying to make the program more female-friendly, right?
Right. You indicated on your show yesterday, and you're right, women don't listen to your show. Basically, we want to get as many women listening to your program as possible. But we also found out the appeal of the gay lifestyle because of the victory of Richard Hatch, who is the gay corporate trader. Women are attracted to the gay lifestyle in men. Our research tells us that women are not only attracted to the female-friendly way that gay men have, but also hot guy-on-guy action is something that women are really stimulated by. And
you're concentrating a little bit now on that. You were talking about getting more women. You're talking about gay men.
I'm talking about getting women by gay. I'm talking about gay women. And our gay men, first of all, Phil, want to think that they can make a straight guy gay, that they can change a straight guy. So you being straight, but shaping your program in a gay direction, I think means you not only get women, but you're going to get a lot more gay listeners.
And you again, the success of Survivor on Wednesday night had nothing to do with the contestant being gay, but...
But I think, to interrupt you, Phil, I think that the gay lifestyle is going to be more popular because the winner's gay. Now, I identified... Did you get the facts?
I have a programming sheet here that tells me we have new bumper music.
We've got some new bumper music. This is very gay-friendly, and what we want you to use is the slug... The gay-friendly Phil Henry Show. Now,
is this a permanent thing? This is not a permanent thing. We want to let our listeners know this is not a permanent thing.
It's an experimental thing. But I think by being more gay-friendly, you become something that women are going to listen to, and you're also going to become more accessible, I think, to the gay men as well as men in general. Does Craig have that?
I don't know. Craig, what has he got?
He has the new bumpers. Please read the liner over the bumper.
Okay, I'll start.
Start in just a minute. Hold on.
This is the new gay-friendly Phil Henry Show. It's 10 minutes after the hour. And welcome. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. 8686, the new gay-friendly Phil Henry program.
All right, that's good. And most importantly, see that...
What is it with the music?
Tech music is... you see, Phil, gay men, as the result of their genetic disposition, can't handle rock and roll.
In what sense?
It causes internal bleeding. Some have seizures. They swallow their tongue. There's a lot of...
Gay men can't handle rock and roll.
No, tell them to turn it up.
Turn up.
Turn it up. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
This is gay friendly.
This music, gays love this Latin stuff. All right, now, the other thing that I would say is...
I want to back up just a little bit. First of all, you're saying that this is going to appeal to women in the audience.
That's correct.
Why?
In all seriousness, Phil, women like gay men. They feel non-threatened by gay men. And if you were a little bit more gay-friendly, I think the women would be not threatened by you, and they would also be interested in what you have to say.
And you also indicated that it would get gay listeners because they like to think they can turn a straight guy gay?
That's what our research indicates, yeah.
So the mind of a gay man listening to this show is that he could turn me gay.
That is what our research indicates.
Okay, can we turn that down for a second?
Yeah.
Turn that down for just a second.
We talked about this. I don't understand. We talked about it.
I know that, but I knew what you were saying was to get more female listeners. All right, well, let's go with this. You're talking about this being music that gay people... I think we've already... Can turn that down, right, okay? Because I don't need to hear any more of that. That's gay-friendly.
Right. Gay men don't like rock and roll.
I heard you say that, and I
don't know what it is. They just can't dance to it. They can dance to this stuff. I tell you what, if Craig Taylor, your engineer, is there and he isn't out of the room getting himself another cup of coffee with just a little blast of rye in it, could you have him put up cut three? Cut three, Craig, on disc seven. And I think this is the one, I think this also indicates the kind of bumper music we're going to want to start using on your show. Give it the intro.
When the music starts.
When the music starts, give it the intro.
Stop playing with my mind. Stop wasting my time. Wait a minute.
Just do it.
This is the new gay-friendly Phil Henry show.
Yeah, that's it.
13 minutes after the hour. You mentioned that. What about Rob Halford of Judas Priest? Somebody just called and said he's with Can we turn that off, please? Thank you. Rob Halford is gay. He was the lead singer of Judas Priest. It's a rock and roll band.
I don't know, Phil, why Rob Halford is into rock and roll. I think it's the leather. I think there's something about the leather that protects him. I don't know, but the fact of the matter remains: if we are going to get women listening to your show, we have got to get more gay-friendly. And that means playing the thing. There you go. Yeah. I'm not gay, but I'm moving my feet a little bit. You like this?
I'm sorry?
Do you like this music?
No, I don't.
Well, you better start liking it. If I were you, I'd develop a healthy appetite for it, in fact.
I hate it.
Hold on. Kill the music. What do you mean you hate it?
I just hate it. I don't...
Are you homophobic?
No, sir, I am not homophobic. I am not at all. I just hate, with a capital H, that kind of music.
Do you dance?
You know, this is a discussion my wife and I get into.
Do you dance?
No, I do. I dance to rock and roll. I dance to rhythm and blues. I can't dance to that. And when I hear...
Are you embarrassed by this? You know, one of the things about that kind of music is it's more fluid. You have to use your hips.
May could very well be, but I despise with every fiber of my being that kind of music. The new Latin thing that's going on,
yeah.
I hate it. And it isn't because I'm homophobic, and it isn't because I'm xenophobic, and it isn't because I'm, hydrophobic. It's because I don't dig that jive dance thing.
You know what I'm saying?
I realize I shouldn't be saying this on the air because we talked about this off the air. Just telling you, yes, I'm open to getting more women listening to the show. Yes, I'm more open to having more gay men listen to the show. Okay?
I'm telling you, you had better get used to this music because I'm booking you at... We've got two gay clubs.
I beg your pardon?
I told you about this.
What am I doing?
Okay, we better go to break then.
You booked me at what?
Go to break, Phil.
Did you book me at a couple of gay clubs?
To MC a dance, yeah. So, if I were you, I'd start liking this stuff. Hear this? What's wrong with this?
This club I'm going to be emceeing a dance. Is this the music that's going to be?
Yeah. All night long.
Will you turn that down, please? Can I ask you a question?
What?
Is this one of these joints where the guys are up there in jock straps?
I don't know. All I know is it's a dance joint. But this is, you sound a little worried, and it sounds almost like you've got a problem with gay people.
I got no problem with it, man. You're directing the show. Let me give the phone number here, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. You're telling me the show's got to become more female-friendly by being more gay-friendly.
Absolutely. That is going to get you women. That is going to get you tons and tons of women listening to your show by being more gay-friendly than ever before. And we've got the billboard. So by doing that, you're capitalizing on the popularity of the Survivor show, because that was the guy that won, a gay guy. And on top of that, you're going to be getting more females. All right? And that's what we want to do with the billboard campaign.
I knew you guys were spending money on billboards, but I didn't know that. Do we have to hear?
Just talk over the music.
What is the thing?
Now more than ever before, Phil Hendry's gay friendly. And you can... Do it.
David.
Do it.
This is the gay-friendly...
Do it better.
This is the gay-friendly Phil Hendry...
Better.
This is the gay-friendly Phil Hendry Show at 4, at 17 after the hour. And we'll be right back after this... Oh, man.
You better stop that, Phil, and that's killer music. You start telling people you don't like this music, you are shooting yourself in the head with your female listeners. Turn it up and like it.
Craig.
Turn it up and like it. Go to break.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Hendry Show. Thank you for tuning into the Phil Hendry Show as we continue to retool the show and make it more female-friendly by making it more gay-friendly. And here's Phil Hendry.
22 minutes after the hour, you're back with the new gay-friendly Phil Hendry Show. And we're talking with David Hall. And
explain, if you would, Phil, the use of the music.
And the reason why we're using this music is because supposedly it's...
You don't say supposedly, say...
It's gay-friendly.
And say the rest that I told you to say.
And I like it a lot. I like this music a lot. Our number is 1-800-449-8686 as we continue with the retooling of the Phil Hendry program to be more gay-friendly, and that is to get more women listening to the show. Now, you mentioned that gay men... can't listen to rock and roll because of genetic disposition?
That is correct, Phil. In a lot of the research that we find, gay men who are exposed to rock and roll, there has been internal bleeding, there's been some seizure.
In other words, if they listen to... What do you mean by rock? So if they've got this?
Oh, they love this. Gay guys can shake it all night to this. But the minute you throw some rock and roll in there and you've got internal bleeding...
All right, Downey on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Downey, hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I've been listening, and at the beginning when I started listening to this, I thought it was a big joke. I'm calling to say I'm a 30-year-old woman that has been listening to your show for a little while now, and I think it's ludicrous what I think
well,
my name is David is
ma'am,
saying.
Ma'am, this is David Hall. What we're trying to do is we're trying to get women, more women, to tune into the Phil Hendry Show. What we found with the Survivor Show on Wednesday night, gay is back. Gay is what's happening, and women particularly are into gay issues and gay men.
I think you're being very, very shallow when you're saying that gay is going to be popular. Gay is a lifestyle that people are. They don't choose it.
Well, it's gay chic.
I'm not gay, but I'm definitely... not going to be listening to the Phil Hendry Show because it's gay friendly. I'm
well,
going
listen,
to
listen, listen.
Because it's challenging and it's
well, ma'am, let me ask you. Listen to this. Tell me you don't want to move it to this.
No, I don't.
Well, that's fair. That's unusual.
No, it's not. I think that you're really
wrong. Ma'am, I am straight.
Wrong.
I am straight, and I can't help but just sort of tap my feet to this. And
I told you, David, I hate that music.
See, that's dangerous to me.
Why?
Because it makes me feel like you hate gays.
I hate gays? I don't hate gay people. I hate that crap. I can't stand it. And
you know what Phil's problem is, ma'am? the waist down. He does.
I can't believe you're saying that. That's unreal.
He can shuffle, but he can't really move his rear end. And that's why...
That's got nothing to do with it, man. I can't stand that stuff. And
let me ask the lady a question.
It's ludicrous for you to the things that you're saying about gay people on radio, for one, I'm appalled. But two, it's just crazy for you to think that people like that music,
which is
like 30 seconds, and so they're going to listen to the show because of the music?
Ma'am,
no way.
I'll bet you anything.
They're going to listen to it because of the conversation.
Turn the music off, Craig, please. Turn it off, okay?
I asked Craig to pipe it up.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
What's the club you booked me at in West Hollywood? You got me emceeing a gay dance?
Yeah, at the Trail Boss.
The Trail Boss? What?
Oh, listen to the homophobia. Ma'am, do you hate gay men? Lady.
Yeah.
Do you hate gay people?
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, the two of you are coming across...
How's it homophobic?
I booked you at the Trail Boss.
And that's some gay bar I'm going to be emceeing a dance at?
That's right. And then Saturday night, you're at the Locker Room.
So I'm going to be... I'm at the Trail Boss and then the Locker Room.
Have you been to those clubs, ma'am?
No, never. I've never even heard of them.
Well, listen to this. You don't like this music, huh, Phil?
I hate it.
Well, you're going to be listening to about 12 solid hours of it come Saturday night.
I think it's wrong for you to book me into a club on my own time. I think it's wrong. And I resent that. And furthermore... Furthermore, I ain't going to be emceeing no dance at the Trail Boss in West Hollywood.
What a homophobe.
Thank you for your call, man.
It has nothing to do with being homophobic.
Thank you, dear, for your call. Here is Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi.
Sister, right?
Yes, I am.
You got to dig this. Right?
Actually, I don't like it at all.
It's the worst, David.
Well, you may not like it. This lady may not like it. Gay guys flip for it.
Okay, well, I know 100 gay guys. I work in Los Angeles. The complete staff of my office is totally gay.
Well, tell them to tune into the new gay-friendly Phil Henry Show.
It couldn't possibly be a gay-friendly show. Everyone in here, and coincidentally, when you said they didn't like rock and roll,
yeah.
I heard my first gay rock and roll song in West Hollywood last weekend, and they loved it.
Gay rock
and
roll song?
And they could dance. I swear, we just danced and danced and danced.
Well, it's not really rock and roll. It's like this, right?
Well, actually, no, it's not. If you really want to understand what type of music that they play in gay clubs, it's mostly techno. And I don't know what
kind
of music that
about.
Is anyway.
That's techno. That's what they play.
Well,
now, when Phil Henry appears at the Trail Boss Saturday night at 8 p.m., bring your friends.
Okay, well, my main reason for calling is that gayness is not a trend. It is definitely not a trend.
The other thing that I wanted to mention to Phil, you've got a very masculine voice, Phil.
Thank you.
But you need to free it up a little bit. You know what I mean by that?
He almost sounds like he's joking.
How am I supposed to...
Ma'am, I'm not joking. This guy, Phil Henry, needs to get more women listening to his program. I want you to free your voice at the vocal range, okay?
What reason would he have to free his
voice to
excite more...
I actually started listening to
the radio because of you.
I want him to be more gay-friendly. Now, Phil, free it up.
How do you want me...
Are you a gay man, sir?
No, ma'am, I am not. I'm straight as hell. Oh, baby, am I straight.
You want him to be more gay-friendly?
Yeah, because we got to get women listening. Phil, say this.
I'm a woman, and I don't follow gay men.
Phil, I want you to
I actually
voice.
Feel like it's a waste. Gay
Wait
men
a
are beautiful.
I'd like you to
gay
say...
Gay men are beautiful, and I would dream to have
That's
one
right.
of them.
Say
but
the
they
following.
Don't want me, sweetie, so there's no reason for me to be following
yeah,
them.
Yeah, say the following, Phil, okay? What kind of moisturizer do you use?
What kind of moisturizer do you use?
Free the voice.
What kind of moisturizer?
That's it. There. Right there. That's what I want.
You know, actually, you're the type of man that gave me a problem with Target.
Yeah.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686.
Say it.
What kind of moisturizer do you use?
That's it. New gay-friendly Phil Henry Show. night at 8 p.m. at the Trail Bus in West Hollywood. Then, Sunday night, he'll be at the Locker Room at 7 p.m. for the big dance-off, couples-only kiss-a-thon.
And then, wait a second. Turn it off.
What?
Couples-only kiss-a-thon at the what?
The Open Fist.
At the Open Fist. Look at
Phil, you are embarrassing yourself, you're embarrassing this radio station, and you're embarrassing me. We talked about this before you went on the air. The show's got to become more gay-friendly.
Now, I understand that Richard winning on Survivor makes everybody more open to the gay lifestyle. I understand, or orientation, whatever. I understand we want to get more women. How do you make that connection between more women listening and having a gay-friendly show?
I told you. Straight women, whether they want to believe it or not, enjoy the company of gay men. Rather than straight men, they follow their trends. American women wouldn't know what to wear if it wasn't for gays. Are you kidding me? Are you stupid?
All right, that's a point.
You're damn right it's a point. Now say this, and I want you to free up your voice, okay?
So when you say free up...
Don't go down there. Get up into a mid-range register.
When you say free up...
That's it. That's where... Okay, stay there. Now say this. I need to exfoliate.
I need to exfoliate.
How much for your sloughing lotion, honey?
How much for your sloughing lotion, honey? What the hell have you got me reading?
I'm telling you, this is the stuff.
San Diego, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. San Diego? No. Are they gone? Here's Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Miami, hello.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Tell your boss, I think he's crazy. Because I like your show, and I'm a new listener.
And how old are you, dear?
And I,
how old I am?
It's none of your business how
well,
old I am.
Well, I need to know for
I don't know how old you are, sir.
I demand to know how old you are.
I resent what you're trying to do.
I demand to know how old you are.
I don't. You don't have to demand nothing from me.
You better tell me.
No, why should I?
Because I'll come down there, and I'll beat an old lady's ass. And I haven't
right,
done that
before.
Oh,
here,
man. David.
No, I'm telling you right now.
You
when
come on down here, and I'll beat
you. You better tell me.
Come on down.
I haven't kicked an old woman in years.
Hold on for a minute. You can't be threatening listeners.
Well, I ask her a question. I want an answer. Don't be giving me your crap.
Don't give me none of your crap.
Don't give me none of your crap.
I don't mind the gay people.
You like this music?
My family, but listen, I don't need to listen
get rid of that arthritis,
my
cancer. We want you listening to gay-friendly stuff. Are you in Miami?
Yes, I am. Well, come on down and see me.
Well, then you must know millions of gay men.
Come on down and see me.
I'll come down there and see you.
Come down and see me.
Be the worst day of your
I'll
life.
I'll kick you next to anybody else.
I'll
come
tell you
down.
What, I'll throw you off the balcony of that condominium.
Now,
would you come on and act reasonable?
Come on down, sir.
Come at me.
I'll take you on any day.
Come at me.
I'll come down and...
You come down here?
Down and I'll take you on any day.
Are you coming here? Should I go there?
You come down here.
Bull crap. You come
I'm
to L.A.
I'm not wasting my money to come to see you.
You want to come to L.A.? I've been to Miami. Why would I want to go?
Wouldn't you rather? I enjoy his program.
Look, and I'm asking you,
nice guy.
How old are you?
I like the way he does his program.
You like the way he looks in a tight pair of jeans?
I don't want to change him into a gay guy.
I want him to be gay. How old are you?
I don't want him to be a gay guy.
Phil, get up and dance.
He's not a gay guy.
Wait a minute. What did you ask me?
I said to get up and dance.
David, I don't want
to dance. Get up and dance.
I'm telling Henry to get up and dance.
Do you dance, sir?
None of your business.
Do you dance?
None of your business.
Get
up and
dance. Business, but what do you ask me?
David, please don't make me...
You, get up
you
and dance.
You are. You're a bigot.
I'm a bigot.
That's what you are. You are a bigot.
How can you... I mean,
you
how can you call me a bigot?
And you're greedy.
Well, David,
you
I think... I mean,
David, I think that you should...
Program.
What?
That's all.
I'll and tell you this much, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I resent you.
You're not going to make it gay because women are going to come.
In 1853, I came out here with nothing but a banjo on my knee. And you're telling me that
leave your program,
all the palmetto
sir.
Plants and everything, and you're in Miami. Hello, ah, she hung up, gutless. Now dance. I'm gonna ask Craig Taylor. Is Phil Hendry dancing? Craig Taylor, push the automatic button. Yes, Phil Hendry's dancing.
There, I'm done dancing. Okay.
All right, well, have you got those dates?
Let me write them down.
26th, you're at the Trail Bus at 8 p.m. to MC the Dance-a-thon.
26th, the 27th.
27th, you're doing two gigs. You're doing the Locker Room at 6, and then you're wrapping up with a slow dance marathon at the Open Fist. Phil, don't screw up.
David, I've been asked a lot of things in my career. I've never had a guy say my show needs to be more gay-friendly to get women to listen. And
that's why you're talent and you're not programming. That's why you do that and I do this. And to have to argue with you every time I come on your program is getting wearying, Phil.
1-800-449-8686. Cloverdale on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Cloverdale, hello. Here is San Rafael on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Three things for the program director, Randy Travis, whoever he is. If you want your show to be...
Turn it off, will you?
If you want your show to be... You know, it's the first thing to do to get your show to be more gay-friendly.
What do you know about it?
I know about gay and gay-friendly.
How do you know about that?
You need to
how do you know about that?
I'm gay.
Are you right in the fringe of the community, or are you right in it?
I am right in it. I mean...
Okay, did you know for a fact that straight women are always coming into your clubs dancing, hogging the dance floor, and bugging you guys? Am I right or wrong about that?
I don't even care about that.
You know that that's true. All these straight chicks with their big
rear ends. You need to stay off of it. Because everything you say is offensive to people.
No, sir. No, sir.
That's the way it is.
Why don't you guys listen to rock and roll?
And you know what's so funny? I love rock and roll, and that's the second thing I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Green Day?
Okay, all right. Besides Green Day and Judas Priest,
Jeff Tate from Queensryche, gay.
Queensryche sucks. Queensryche sucks. They do. They suck.
Mr. Music Critic, who do you think you are?
Wait a minute. Okay, so you got Queensryche, you got Judas Priest, you got Green Day. Those are three rock and roll bands.
Judas Priest broke up. Rob Halford had to leave Judas Priest because they're a bunch of homophobes. And
no, they're not. He went out solo.
And also, you are so hostile. This is what I'm thinking.
Hostile?
I'm thinking that you are gay and you are afraid to
come. No, sir, I'm not latently homosexual. I'm trying to get this guy.
You are.
Do you know what the trouble is?
No, you're showing all the
questions. You better practice using that mid-range before the gigs know. You know, Phil, you have to use the mid-range voice. I use it.
What kind of moisturizer do you use? I need to exfoliate. How much for your sloughing lotion, honey?
That is so wrong.
Great.
Were you guys even to say that on the radio? How can you say that gay people talk like that or ask those types of things or even insinuate that that's a stereotype?
Shut up and dance. This is the gay-friendly Phil Hendry Show. And then next week it's going to be you're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Okay, that's really great, man. All right, fine. How come this Spanish? All right, David, so...
All I'm asking you to do, Phil, is to work on that, and we will see what we can do. Because the women know it's true. They do not make a move when it comes to fashion unless some gay guy's telling them what to wear, what to dress, their hair, their lips, their makeup, everything. That's why they hang around there. And I just want to make this following announcement before I leave the air. And that is, when you straight chicks go into a gay bar... Try to trim a few pounds off your ass so you're not bouncing all the gay guys off the dance floor who belong there, as opposed to you who just went in there so you could have a little free time with the gay guys and not be hassled by some straight dude who wants to take you home and milk you like a cow. Now,
okay, that's it, man.
You're not going to hang up.
That's great, man. Okay, so there you go. This is the gay-friendly Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. So, as a natural spin from all of that baloney, is the subject of what rock and rollers are gay. And not that that really makes any difference. Although, every now and again, I think it probably shocks the straight world to know that so-and-so is gay. Everybody likes to play that, it's all right with me, I'm not a homophobe, so long as they stay locked in a dungeon someplace, I'm totally accepting of them. I have no problem with gay people so long as they stay in the bilge of a sunken Spanish galleon. Other than that, And you hear that, you know. Most people are in favor of the proposition that says gay people should live together and be married, but it's just the fact that they try to cram it down our throats. Why are they always trying to cram it down our throats sitting there in the bottom of a sunken Russian nuclear submarine? Anyway, you got that cat from... I don't know. Did anybody know for sure? ZZ Top, I heard they're just flaming. Then there's that guy from Queensryche, which just blew Melissa Morgan's mind because she's a big fan of Jeff Tate. And found out he's gay, so that screws that. That and the Rock Hudson story, I thought she'd never recover when she was 12. And who else? That's it. There's only three gay guys in all of rock and roll. The rest of them, well, then Mick Jagger, of course. Those stories keep resurfacing. And that movie I saw with him in it, that Bent movie, David Bowie. Nobody knows. It's all a load of baloney. And that whole thing about Richard Gere with a gerbil. And then, of course, there's the story about Paul Newman. That Paul Newman was gay. Somebody must hate these people and attempt to somehow malign their, malign their reputations. Did you hear that one? That Paul Newman, after I don't know how many, 40, 50 years of marriage to Joanne Woodward, well, he's got to be gay. She's just a front. She's a beard. Tom Cruise. That's the other big rumor. Tom Cruise. Well, their kids aren't their own. Well, whatever. And then, of course, the repeated rumors about Steve Young of the 49ers, Troy Aikman, and with that name, you know, how can you blame anybody, of the Dallas Cowboys, and who else? People are fascinated to know who. Not that we care. All right, let's move on, shall we? By the way, Dr. Laura walked by my office today and said, thank you for your support, Phil, because I mentioned yesterday on the air that any list of the top 10 radio personalities in Los Angeles would have to include her. Whether or not you like her philosophy, it'd have to include the great success she's had as an L.A.-based radio personality. And I was referring to Don Barrett's top 10 poll that he's publishing now on LARadio.com. And she walked by and she said, thank you very much, Phil. So now I'm afraid everybody's going to think I'm a fag basher, too. I'm just kidding, Dr. Laura. One 800 449 8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show. So that's all we were talking about. That's all we were referring to, is the propensity of some people to want to identify in our midst the gays, the queers, the fags. Who are they? Where are they? What are they doing? And what are they doing with our kids? Thanks. And that thing we did yesterday about Richard and the whole gay lifestyle now being a hip thing. Look, you heard that clown, that Navy SEAL. They said, well, have you changed your mind about gay people? He said, no, it hasn't. Even though he was devoted to that guy to the bitter end. You know, it may make you uncomfortable. Well, if it makes you uncomfortable, why do you keep visiting gay bars? And I wasn't kidding about that other thing, or at least David wasn't. Neither one of us were. That you take your average gay bar, and straight women like to go in there, and they like to dance with the gay guys because they're non-threatening, and they're a lot of fun, and they buy them drinks, and they're gallant, and they hold their arm, and they open the door for them, and they pretty much take up a lot of room in the gay bar where, you know, there might be some guys in there that might be interesting to some of those guys. They don't want no fag hags in there. Got it? All you straight chicks hanging out there at the Probe, get out of there. Get off the dance floor. Quit bugging them. And all you straight guys going into those lesbian bars, you're only going to wind up getting your heads busted open. Leave them alone. Now, as far as gay people not digging rock and roll, well, it may very well be, but the fact of the matter remains, they are into that techno stuff. And I got to tell you, I cannot, and I'm generally a fairly positive guy. I mean, I can hang with most of what's going on in the culture, but that music is truly, truly horrific. And there should be some kind of a FDA, not even the government of the United States in terms of the Congress, the FDA ought to come down. It should be a Food and Drug Administration thing, that techno pop dance stuff, because it just ain't... It's just not right. And what is it with you cats, you gay guys, dancing to that stuff? Would you just butch up to the level of listening to the same music I listen to? That's one way that we can reach out and join hands and create a better society. Quit listening to that Sylvester stuff. You too, Carell. I love everything about you, man. But when you start boogieing to that jive stuff, that man... Some guy at home with his four-track on his computer coming up with that MIDI junk. I can come up with that crap playing on one of those little Casio sampling boards. We gave one to my son for Christmas, and I'm in there with that whole... And I'm actually, you know, boogieing to this stuff. All of a sudden, I think I'm the freaking DJ Mixmaster of the world. I'm going to be appearing Friday night at the Trail Boss. But that music's bad, and it just, we don't want it. We don't need it. And I get it away from me. Give me that disc. First of all, it's a computer, and, you know, there are those of us who enjoy music from the standpoint of musicianship. That means an individual playing a musical instrument. This stuff, I don't think there's a human being within 6 miles of this music. I think somebody punched a button on a computer, and out came this swill. No, Mike, that isn't a real snare drum. I know. Could have fooled me, too. This stuff sucks. And the whole dance craze that has returned is a horrible thing. And I was driving over here listening to Electric Light Orchestra, and I hate that band, too, but at least it gave me kind of a feel of what really the 70s was about. And everybody has got this nostalgia for dance and the disco thing that was going on in the 70s. Disco was like 2 years of the 70s, and that's it. But you would think it dominated all 10 years. So I was listening to some music from that period to remind myself, oh, yeah, that's right. I had a beard, I wore a jean jacket, and I snorted methamphetamine off of a hunting knife. That's right. Speaking of snorting crank, but this. And then I married a woman who likes to dance, and late one night in the haze of a Taj Mahal beer haze, just with the beer goggles on, I saw my wife dancing to YMCA. It was disco night on K-Big. And then I blacked out. I don't remember anything else. All I saw was Maria in her teddy going, YMCA, button-doo-doo, and they were doing the YMC at Mike's wedding. I remember that. That's when I went to my car for the first time for my gun. And then they talked me out of it. By the way, why weren't there any fights at your wedding? It was a very sedate wedding, Mike Schaefer's wedding. Very sedate. But that's what I'm saying. So what am I saying? We're just trying to get through a Friday. That's all we're doing. Just trying to get out of this Friday. You didn't grow up in Kentucky? Like Melissa Morgan, our associate producer, grew up in Kentucky, and as a result, she knows her way around a hunting knife pretty good, folks. That whole Daniel Boone bit. That whole Davy Crockett number with the freaking raccoon hat on, man. Lots of fighting, lots of that Louisiana river water, a whole lot of people, you know, rolling around on a porch late at night. And by the way, Melissa will be getting married in about a year, and there's going to be a whole lot of fighting and fussing at her wedding, too. A whole lot of wrestling. We're just screwing around. Like I said, look at Schaefer, thinks it's beautiful. Go ahead, get up and dance. By the way, it's cool. It's completely cool to say fag now as a result of Survivor. I don't like what's going on. I really don't. But I can't wait for the next season because it's going to be in the outback of Australia. And there, you talk about, if you think they got to eat rat last season, wait till you see what they're eating next year and what his name is. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.